The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault in your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Peru has declared a health emergency in most of its provinces as cases of dengue fever spread throughout that country.
The cases are occurring as the El Nino weather pattern has caused higher than usual temperatures in Peru. More than double the number of cases have been recorded in the first 7 weeks of this year compared to during the same period in 2023. Peru's health minister has called the situation a grave problem. The health emergency will cover 20 of the nation's 24 provinces. It will allow funds to be sent more easily, as well as to transport doctors and nurses there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Taxi drivers in the Greek capital have begun a 48-hour strike, with the second day time to coincide with a nationwide strike by public and some private sector workers that is expected to disrupt public transport, flights, and ferries. The taxi union wants a reduction in taxes and access to bus lanes. Breaking news at townhall.com.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Were you injured in an automobile or motorcycle accident? And are you suffering from any kind of injury due to an accident? Then why not get free advice? Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz today. As a former insurance defense attorney, Larry knows how they think, and that means you will receive the best defense to reach a fair settlement. Call now. Even if you're not sure you have a case, consultation is free. The law offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Or you can find him online at NorthValleyLawyer.com.
Our team at Digital Path understands how important your internet is. We have been working nonstop, upgrading networks to our fastest, most reliable Gen 7 technology. Unlike satellite, DSL, or cellular, Digital Path offers plans with up to 60 times more data and speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Stream your favorite shows, play video games online, and more, starting at only $58 per month. Mention this station when you call to get 50% off your first 3 months service. Give Digital Path a call at 800-676-PATH. That's 800-676-7284.
Additional terms and conditions apply. Services and some plans may not be available in all areas.
We call it the Bible Bus. Get on or off anytime you want as we travel through the Bible.
Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. God's done great things. In creation, you'll notice of the 6 days of renovation, it's quite interesting. Every day when it's come to an end, the Lord looked upon it and saw it as good. Now, when God looks upon a thing and sees it's good, it's good. And even today in the earth that's been cursed by sin, My, it's still beautiful. Think what it'll be when the curse is going to be removed. So we'll have an occasion to sing praises to him in that day, and we do today.
Hear more at ttb.org as Dr. J. Vernon McGee takes you through the Bible.
Welcome to KKXX, 104.5 FM, 9:30 AM. This is Dr. Tank Constantius along with Nurse Mandy and Lucy here on the Veterans Talk Radio Show, live out of Chico, California. I'd like to talk about our sponsors a little bit. Let's start with North State Solar up there in Forest Ranch. American-made products. Installed here, home, business, farm, ranch. Skilled, highly skilled, honest people. You veterans and others, reach out to them. Mike or Sherry Howard, North State Solar in Forest Ranch, California. The Bambi Inn in beautiful downtown Butte Meadows. Tom Neverkovic and his crew. They got the famous Bambi Burger. June 15th of this year, come on, Father's Day weekend, we're going to have the chili cook-offs are back. We're going to help raise some money for the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and for the stand down in October at the Elks Lodge. Okay, the stand down, it's good stuff. Boots, cloaks. Sleeping bags, tents, anything you need. If you want to cook and make some chili and earn some prize money, or if you want to come up and have a good time at the Bambi Inn, music, prizes, drawings, 20, 25 different chili cookers. Come on. June 15th, Bambi Inn, beautiful downtown Butte Meadows. Okay. All right, today we're going to talk about this a little interesting aside here. NamCam, Trong Van Cam, known by the Sorbet NamCam, April 22nd, 47, she born and then died in 2004, notorious Vietnamese mobster who was often called the godfather of Vietnam. He was known for running buildings and running criminal enterprises revolving around gambling dens, hotels, racketeering, extortion, loan sharking, restaurants that fronted brothels. During his heyday, Nam Cam was considered one of the most powerful mob bosses in Vietnam, and was said to have attained influence that even extended into the ranks of the Vietnamese Communist Party, which he used to his advantage by bribing law enforcement and other government officials to protect his lucrative enterprises. This is was probably my first exposure to organized crime and cover up his murders, other criminal rivals in Saigon that challenged his reign. In fact, his connection and ties with the Vietnam Communist Party were so tight that during his trial, 153 other people that were tried with him were high-ranking officers of the Communist Party. How's that? But he controlled the black market in Vietnam. And for 15 years, he reigned as the godfather of Saigon. However, his downfall came during a gang feud with another notorious female gangster from the northern city of Haiphong. Her name was Dung Ha. She was considered one of the two great powers of the Vietnamese underworld alongside Nam Cam. Coming to the south, Dung Ha attempted to build her own gang in Saigon and often came into conflict with Van Cam. after a series of confrontations and standoffs during between Hung Ha's group and Nam Kham's mob, Cam ordered the murder of Dung Ha. Authorities later arrested him along with several members of his mob and cooperating Communist Party officers, leading to a massive public trial totaling 155 defendants, making it the largest criminal trial in the country at the time. Nam Kham and four of his members were sentenced to death. And on June 3rd, 2004, Nam Kham was executed. I think most of you, even Vietnam vets, are not that familiar with the degree of organized crime in Vietnam. And I thought this show would enlighten you about it. Trung Van Cam was born in 47 in Saigon in French, Cochin China, French, down in the Cholong district, in the Cochin China district. He was 57 when he died in Ho Chi Minh City. He was killed by a firing squad. Occupation was a crime boss. He was active from 62 to 2001. He was a young guy when I was over, but still powerful. His spouse, Phan Thai Phuc, 46 to 2012. We'll be right back. North State Solar, Miller Glass, the Bambi Inn.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Hi, this is Rob Walter, host of Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is a program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness and where the uncompromised word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Join me at 7 a.m. on KKXX.
Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. here on KKXX.
Young or old, black or white, or anything in between. From employees to entrepreneurs, doctors to detectives, some things define us and set us apart, but there's one thing that binds us. Before anything, we are one thing. Born to be Americans, proud to be Americans. Our United States are our united fates. Know your Constitution.
Unity. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Welcome back, KKXX. Winners to Red Bluff, from Brownsville to Lake Fork, and Dixon to Quincy. Veterans Talk Radio, the latest news, veterans news, interesting histories. Today we're going over a kind of interesting little piece of history about Nam Kham, the big crime boss who ruled the underworld in Saigon. Okay, here we go. So Trung Van Cam was born in 47, a year older than me. to a poor family in Saigon as the son of Thuong Van Buong, who had immigrated from Quang Nam to Saigon. His first brush with the law came when he was 15. Well, so 47, 57, 62, for stabbing an old man to death in a fight. He subsequently served 2 years in prison before joining the South Vietnamese Army in 1966, where he really honed his skills. As youth, he was infamous around the local area for his brutal machete fights and for his slick ways of avoiding the police. Becoming a gangster early on, Von Kam was first initiated into the criminal world by Hung Thai, a major player in the triads of Saigon at the time. During his early years as a youth in Saigon, Nam Cam was a follower of the most infamous mob leader in Saigon during the 60s, Day Cathay, who was considered to be the top or the number one of the four great kings. Okay. Of Saigon at the time. It was during this time as a member of the Cathay mob that Cam Nam would later learn from Cathay how to run an organized casino in order to make great profits from it, a method that he would later utilize during his reign of Saigon during the 90s. Later, Thai Cathay and Bay Sai, who was Nam Cam's brother-in-law, were arrested as a result of South Vietnamese government campaign against crime in August of 1966. Later, Sai, spelled S-Y, was released and soon operated a casino where Nam Cam and Nguyen Van Na helped out to run the casino. During this time, Nam Cam came under the guidance of Bay Sai, planned to kill Tay Kim, a notorious gangster in the First District of Saigon. Plan failed and resulted in Nam being chased by Thai Cham's gang brothers. After that, Hai Un Truc Buc saved young Cam's life and put him into a position of military logistics staff at the 313th Company of the Armed Forces in South Vietnam. After that, Nam Cam became a swimmer of the military office of the Armed Forces of the Army. Wow. His life as a criminal. Prior to 1975, Nam Cam was well known within the criminal world of the Vietnam, mainly playing the role of follower, such as when he was a follower of the infamous mob leader Dai Cathay, or worked in the casinos owned by Bay Sai. However, following the end of the war in 75, this is when Nam Cam turned into a seriously dangerous criminal. That's right. You're getting these unusual pieces, rare pieces of history right here with Tank and Mandy and Lucy on 104.7, 104.5 and 9:30 a.m. Okay. So when the South Vietnamese government collapsed, was taken over by the North, Nam Cam was presented to the 14th District Administration Board and was sent to re-education camp. After his release, Van Cam lived through trading old watches and radios at the Hung Thuc Kong Market in the First District. It wasn't long before Nam Cam was once again emerged in illegal activities, especially gambling. So on June 3rd, 1978, Nam Cam was arrested by the Ho Chi Minh City District Police Department for gambling and was released 2 months later. Continuing until December 30, 1980, he was detained by the Organized Crime Police Unit of HCMC for two more years in Do Nung Phu Prison, once again for gambling. So on May 20, 1995, Nam Cam once again placed in a re-education camp for 3 years at Thanh Hoa for running an illegal gambling business. Later, he was free before the deadline of his release on October 4th, 97. It was at this time period that the department tried to stack up more charges on him from his younger days, including one where he minced a rival's finger on a meat cutting board. The plan failed due to the victim and his brother were reported missing after a fishing trip. Woo-hoo! Pretty serious, huh, Mandy? So with his experience being a ringleader, Nam Kang was regarded as being a highly skilled and sophisticated in his orders and guidance towards followers, making sure to leave as little as evidence as possible. We'll be right back. North State Solar, Miller Glass, Bambi in. Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
Do you know someone in your family, church, or community whose life has been touched by cancer? Several people probably come to your mind right now. That's why Courage Through Cancer Ministries is here to share true hope with them and to provide practical and spiritual support during this very difficult time in their lives. Call 1-855-626-8724 or contact us at couragethroughcancer.com. Help give hope today to someone you know whose life has been impacted by cancer.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
They say the best things in life are free because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate with one goal: serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Okay, we're back. Don't forget North State Solar. Don't forget the Bambi Inn. Don't forget the Veterans Work Cadre Show. And don't forget on June 15th, 2024, at the Bambi Inn in beautiful downtown Butte Meadows, will be the annual, probably about the 12th annual chili cook-off. This year, the benefits will go to the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the Stand Down and the Veterans Work Cadre. All right? Come out and join us. You can be a chili cooker. You can enjoy chili. A lot of, there'll be some drawings, some nice stuff there. And now we're back to the criminal life of Nam Cam. Shot caller, top boss for the Vietnamese crime families. Okay, so, as I said, he was regarded as being highly skilled and sophisticated in his orders and guidance towards his followers, making sure to leave as little evidence as possible by creating alibis for his crimes and directing his brothers only through the use of secret signals. I wonder what those were. Due to his gambling business, Nam Cang was able to amass substantial wealth for himself. In 1994, he was arrested and convicted for his criminal dealings, but released early in May of 95 after an intervention by Trey Ma Ning Han, Trey Ng Ma Han, director of the radio, the voice of Vietnam. Charges laid against him, including murder, assembling, gambling, organized crime, gambling, organized bribery, abetting criminals, and organizing illegal immigration. Wow. Attack on Lee Gok Lam. For some time, there was a great friction and altercation between Lee Nok Lam and Nam Cam in the underworld. So in order to resolve this problem prior to his later conflict with Dong Ha, Nam Cam ordered the female gang boss to carry out the attack on Nong Lam. Nong Lam managed to survive the attack, but the high concentration of acid that was thrown on him left him with serious health and lasting aesthetic damage. Later, authorities concluded that Nam Cam was the mastermind behind the attack and Dung Ha was the organizer, while Nung Van Tha was one who bought the acid. So the acid was purchased by Nguyen Van Tho. Wow. Assassination of Dung Ha. This is the big woman crime boss from up in the north. Oh, yeah. Okay. She was from Haiphong, I think. The conviction that led perhaps indirectly to his education was due to his role in the assassination of underworld rival Dung Ha. Dung Ha, a reputed female gangster from Haiphong in northern Vietnam, moved to the south to Ho Chi Minh City, that's Saigon. She joined forces with Nam Cam, who hoped to get her to serve as his emissary in expanding his casinos in the north. However, Dung Ha had other plans to create her own gang, which angered Nam Cam. Dung Ha wanted to embarrass Nam Cam and arrange for a gift box containing rats to be delivered to one of Nam Cam's restaurants in Ho Chi Minh City. Humiliated and enraged, Nam Cam ordered a hit on Dung Ha, which was carried out on October 2nd, 2000. Two men traveling on motorbike came up and parked near where she was sitting. One of them got off the bike, walked up to her, pulled out a 9mm revolver, and shot her through the head at point-blank range. Wow. At the time, Dung Ha had sent her bodyguard to remove someone causing a minor disruption next door. When the shot was heard, the bodyguard rushed back and fired from a single-shot pistol. The assassins escaped nonetheless unscathed. It was unknown what happened to the bodyguard after, but according to close associates of Dung Ha, he fled the country after a threat from a reputable member of Dung Ha's mob for failing his job. Wow. On June 4th, 2003, Nam Cam was convicted for ordering the assassination of Dung Ha and bribing state officials to protect his criminal network and was sentenced to death by the court. However, it was not until the police were able to collect all the evidence, documents, and secure the testimony from Nguyen Thai In Ha, Nguyen Viet Hung, Nguyen Wan Thurong, and Thurong Ban Cam finally admitted to all of his offenses in public. Wow. So Nam Cam's trial in the Ho Chi Minh City Police, in the Ho Chi Minh City's People's Court, one of the largest in Vietnam history. Margie Mason of the Associated Press wrote of the trial that Vietnam's most notorious underworld boss has appeared in court with 154 others in what could be one of the communist country's most important trials. Old Nam Cam was charged with 7 counts, faces death by firing squad if convicted. His co-defendants include 2 expelled members of the Communist Party's most powerful central committee, 13 senior police officers, 3 former prosecutors, and 3 state journalists. Guy had a serious payroll, didn't he? During the trial, there were 3 judges, 80 lawyers, and 30 witnesses. Others who were also on trial included Nam Cam's first wife, Phan Thai Truc, who was charged with and found guilty of bribery, loan sharking, and sheltering criminals. Cam's son-in-law and daughter were also charged with and found guilty of bribery. All right, we'll be right back. North State Solar, the Bambi Inn, Veterans Work Cadre.
More than just another radio station.
We are your station for encouraging, teaching, and talk.
You're listening to Live Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Personal injury to you or a family member can be frightening and stressful. Medical bills, lost income, it's financially overwhelming. The Law Office of Lawrence Puritz is here to help. Larry has provided legal advice and representation for over 20 years. And Larry is uniquely qualified, having worked many years representing the side of insurance companies. He knows how they operate. And now he represents you. Take a stand with the Law Office of Laura's Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
Three ways to make an ape man. This is Ken Ham, editor of the faith-affirming series, The New Answers Books. All the supposed missing links between humans and apes fall into one of three categories: mistakes, apes, or humans. Let's start with mistakes. Yes, scientists sometimes make mistakes. Because human evolution is such a big deal, there's a push to label everything as a missing link. And this has led to some big mistakes and outright frauds. Consider Nebraska Man. Based on just one tooth found in the early 1900s, this ape man was even used as evidence in the infamous Scopes trial, but it turned out to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Hardly an ape man. Ape man didn't exist. God created apes, and God created humans.
Want to know more about evolution, creation, science, and the Bible? Visit our website at AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com.
Welcome back. Veterans Talk Radio, live out of Chico, California. Our show today features some glimpse into the organized crime and underworld of Vietnam, much of which occurred after we left. Excuse me. Don't forget June 15th at the Bambi Inn in downtown Butte Meadows will be the annual chili cook-off. Be a lot of fun. Come on up. Give me a holler. I'll be there. And KKX will have a live radio show, okay? Okay. Number of co-defendants who stood trial at this trial were 154. All of whom were charged with a list of assorted crimes such as murder, unveiling national secrets. The opening of the trial was broadcast live on national television, with the mafia leader Nam Cam being filmed with handcuffs on and shown dressed in a black striped prison uniform during the court proceeding. At the same time, live TV screens were placed in front of the court, screening information regarding the charges of the defendants for journalists to see. In total, nearly an hour had passed before the court could finish reading all the charges against 154 defendants of the trial. The case attracted unprecedented national attention from the Vietnamese public, such as when a crowd of over 500 people waited outside the courtroom for a chance to get a glimpse of the infamous mafia boss, Nam Cam. The trial also had a ripple effect outside of Vietnam, as it had received attention from the international community. Some foreign observers like Carl Thayer believed that the trial and the conviction of Nam Cam and his men was a step in a positive direction, showing that the Vietnamese government was willing to put forth an effort to curb political corruption within the country. Subsequently, former Ho Chi Minh City chief from 96 to 2001, Boy Quao Hieu, was found guilty of negligence for enabling mafia boss Nam Cam to carry out his illegal operations. Tre Ninh Man Han, the former head of the state radio, and Pham Sai Chi, a former deputy of National Chief Prosecutor, were both found guilty of receiving various bribes from Nam Cam, which included an Omega watch and a stereo. Well, the communist government touted the case as proof that they were determined to stamp out organized crime and corruption, a major source of discontent among the Vietnamese people. On May 7, 2004, President Tre Anh Duc Long of Vietnam rejected Nam Cam's appeal of execution. On June 3, 2004, Trung Van Cam was executed by a firing squad at the District 9 rifle range in Ho Chi Minh City, along with his four gang members, Pham Van Minh, Nguyen Hua Thinh, Cao Phet Lai M, Nguyen Viet Hung, the last being the one who shot Dung Hao. All right. Okay, so there's kind of an overview of, you know, it's kind of a recap of how he grew up and how he got into the crime business. It doesn't touch too deeply enough on the involvement of communist officials. However, let's continue with an examination of the trial of the crime boss, okay? The trial of the man thought to be a Vietnamese most powerful mafia guy, and after 14 months of investigation and corruption within the communist government. Although the man suspected of running the criminal network, Truong Van Cam, better known as Nam Cam, will be the main attraction at what has taken all the trappings of a show trial. He will be joined in Ho Chi Minh City People's Court by 154 defendants. Among these 154 defendants were 21 state employees implicated in a nationwide crime network, including two expelled members of the party's powerful Central Committee, 13 senior police officers, and three former prosecutors are in this trial. The Communist Party chief Nong Duc Minh and other top leaders have cited the trial as proof that Vietnam is serious about tackling corruption, a major source of concern among foreign investigators. Wow, that's pretty good. We got some good stuff here. Let me see if that's it. Yeah, all right. Here we go. Among the 21 state employees implicated in his nationwide crime network, including, well, we did that. All right. A veteran of the former South Vietnamese Army and a former dock worker, Mr. Cam, 55, faces seven charges, including murder, bribery, gambling, helping fugitives escape the country. If convicted, he could face the death penalty, which many diplomats and analysts say is a foregone conclusion. Wow. All major trials in Vietnam, especially high-level corruption cases, are political theater, said Carl Thayer, a Vietnam expert and at the Australian Defense Force Academy. The outcome has already been decided. He was first arrested in 95. Cam served 2.5 years of a 3-year sentence after officials said to be on his payroll intervened in the case. All right, we'll be right back. Don't forget the Bambi and Veterans Work Cadre, the chili cook-off.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
I used to watch, like, tons of TV, and now I can turn the radio on and just listen to that all day.
It's a life-changing station.
Your life has significance and purpose.
Oh, it gives you hope. It just lifts your day up.
Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
That includes truths about who you are and how God sees you.
Our programming helps you grasp those truths.
I listen to it when I go to work, and it helps to make the day a better day.
You found Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
For many servicemen and women, the battle doesn't end when they come home. And I know, because I too struggle with the invisible wounds of service. Pups for Patriots and SAM literally changed my life. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, go to AmericanHumane.org to learn more about the Pups for Patriots service dog program. Let's give our veterans a fighting chance.
A message from American Humane.
Okay, we're back. North State Solar, Miller Glut, North State Solar. Van Buen in beautiful downtown Butte Meadows, the Veterans Work Cadre. And June 15th at the Van Buen, we're going to have the annual chili cook-off. Raise money for the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars here in Chico. The stand down in October, they need some help. We're going to give it to them, by God. All right. Oh, and the Veterans Work Cadre. Okay, so. So he was first arrested in 95. He served 2.5 years of a 3-year jail sentence after officials said to be on his payroll intervene in his case. His rearrest in 2001 by a special police task force sent in from the outside his base in Ho Chi Minh City, the former Saigon, set off a series of exposés in the state media about the beneficiaries of his criminal activity. Wow. They're not playing around. Okay. Over the next 12 months, a special investigation team examined his lucrative patronage network. Those implicated in the investigation included Pham Sai Chen, former deputy chief of the Maine Public Prosecutor's Office, Wu Kwok Hu, former deputy minister of public security and director of the Ho Chi Minh City Police Force from 96 to 2001, and Trey Mahan, the former director of the General of Voice Vietnam State Radio. Dismissed from their post, expelled from the party, and placed under house arrest, all three are expected to be handed short custodial sentences. Diplomats are skeptical that the top officials, conspicuous by their wealth, will be singled out because of the protective walls they've built around them. However, Mr. Thayer said the real intended audience of the trial were the party's rank-and-file members and millions of ordinary people disillusioned with institutional graft. The government is seeking to demonstrate to the public that it is serious about rooting out corruption. Failure to take action would undermine their legitimacy to rule and would be politically destabilizing. I'm going to have to dig in further as to the actual sentences at the trial. Okay, so let's go back to Nam Camp. So he was they say he's a former dock worker. He was born in 47. He served in the South Vietnamese Army before establishing his gambling rackets in his hometown. Ben Stocking wrote in the Mercury News, "While an eye for flashy suits and diamond-studded jewelry, he cut a striking figure as he moved about town from his network of casinos and karaoke bars to several ornate mansions he built for his family. He's been in and out of jail and most recently sentenced to a 3-year term on gambling charges in 95. Some of the public officials on trial in this case, including former director of voice of the Vietnam Radio, they're accused of helping him get out 1 year before his 3-year sentence was over. Okay, the BBC reported, born to a poor family in former Saigon in 47, his first brush with the law was at 15. Killed a man in a fight, spent 2 years in jail, joined the South Vietnamese Army in 66. At the end of the Vietnam War, he was said to have reverted back to his crime life. but was released early following intervention by senior officials alleged to be on his payroll. The father of 8 children, he had 8 children. Nam Cam is known throughout the city's underworld as an introvert gambler, as an inveterate gambler and womanizer. This is the AFP right here. He was arrested in 95, sent to re-education camp, released after 2.5 years, following intervention by senior officials alleged to be on his payroll. Rearrested in 2001 by the Special Police Task Force brought in from the outside, NAMCAM's detention triggered a series of exposés in the state press about the beneficiaries of his network. Here we go. In his heyday, NAMCAM considered one of the most powerful figures in Vietnam. Marjo Cohen wrote in the Far Eastern Economic Review, NAMCAM, according to local press reports, rose to become a widely feared mob boss at the heart of the web of underground casinos, casino operators, cockfighters, loan sharks, and debt collectors. NAMCAM, so the story goes, raked in protection money from club owners while keeping a firm grip on his main business, gambling. During the mid-90s, he was confined to a re-education camp for just over 2 years, but that proved to be merely a blip in his flourishing career. His network kept spreading from its Ho Chi Minh city base to other southern provinces, including the capital, Hanoi, attracting partners from Taiwan and Cambodia. Wow. Kay Johnson wrote in Time magazine, Saigon is a notoriously freewheeling place where everyone seems to be hustling for a buck. But no one has worked the angles like Trung Bon Cam, a.k.a. Nam Cam, Fifth Orange, who reigned for 15 years as the godfather of Saigon. The 56-year-old former dock worker and soldier ran card games and cock fights, restaurants and brothels, collect protection money and loan shark. He raked in an estimated $2 million a month. Small potatoes for other Asian dons, perhaps, but unheard of wealth in Vietnam. Cam needed money to buy protection, which he did wholesale. A few times a year, he'd throw a cognac-fueled parties for senior police officers, offering girls along with snacks. He once bought a new car for the police reporter. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't forget the chili cook-off.
Cancer touches all of our lives, not just the person with a cancer diagnosis. Cancer also impacts family members, caregivers, and friends. That's why Courage Through Cancer Ministries is here, to offer cancer care packages, prayer support, grief support, and more to anyone whose life has been touched by cancer. Contact us today at 1-855-626-8724 or at couragethroughcancer.com. It would be our privilege to be of help to you today.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Okay, we're back. One more segment here. All right. Nam Cam had many friends in high places. Among the 153 people who were tried with him were high-ranking Communist Party officials and members of the police. In fact, his connections were so close to the local police department that officers from other provinces were sent to arrest him. Media attention focused on Nam Cam's friends in high places. The officials and law enforcement officers accused of protecting the alleged gangster. In return, for bribes, I guess. Yeah. Here we go. Okay, the media focused on NAMCAM's friends in high places, the officials and law enforcement officers accused of protecting NAMCAM in return for bribes and who helped him gain release from the detention in 97. So far, the crackdown has sucked in dozens of police officials, officials at the Ministry of Public Security, two high-ranking prosecutors, and even two members of the Central Committee of the Vietnam Communist Party. Johnson wrote, one of the accused, Bu Quoc Hau, was Ho Chi Minh City's police chief for years. Another national radio chief, Tran Ma Han, is accused of writing a letter in 96 and helped secure Cam's early release from re-education for previous arrest. Now, check this out, huh? Violence associated with NAMCAM. Margot Cohen wrote in the Far Eastern Economic Review, it's a gangland story with something for everyone. Midnight slayings, crooked cops, vengeful lesbians. Unmistakable theme from The Godfather, snakes through the thudding techno beat at the Metropolis Disco on a rainy night in June in Ho Chi Minh City. Only a few dancers are gyrating beneath the video screens that dissolve into kaleidoscopes of color. Things haven't been the same here since last August when a man was murdered outside the club door. It wasn't a random killing. The murder was a visible manifestation of the power of an organized crime in Vietnam, a world that normally remains largely hidden. Nor was it the first such killing in preceding months. Vietnam witnessed two other shocking gangland murders, one of them claiming the life of casino boss and reputed lesbian with a penchant for unleashing rats against rival gangsters. Eventually, last December, police moved in and arrested Thung Van Cam, better known as NAMCAM, the Fifth Orange, proclaiming a crackdown on gangland activities. Wow. Kay Johnson wrote in Time magazine, Cam allegedly neutralized a rival gangster, Lee Nuc Lam, by having henchmen pour acid on the upstart's face. His most famous feud was with the crime boss queen in the northern province of Haiphong, Dung Ha, better known as Dung the Lesbian. Jeez. The two fell out in 2000 after she tried to expand her empire into Saigon. The rivalry escalated after Dung sent Cam a taunting present for one of his soirees, a gift wrap box filled with live rats smeared with feces, which upset Cam's party guest. A month later, Dong Ha was gunned down at a door of a beer stall in Haiphong. Cam reportedly threw another bash to celebrate. Wow. These people don't play. Assassination of Nam Kim's lesbian rival. The BBC reported among the more sensational charges Nam Cha faced with the alleged assassination of rival gang boss Dong Ha. At one stage, the two worked together, with Dong Ha joining forces with Nam Cam in a hope he would get her to run his underground gambling dens. But the affair fell out when Dong Ha tried to create her own gang. And she once sent a box full of rats to one of his restaurants to annoy him. Vietnamese state media reported last year, in return, Nam Cam is said to have ordered her death. Dong Ha's body was found shot through the head in October of 2000. Margaret Cohn wrote in the Far Eastern Economic Review, Dong Ha, a reputed lesbian gangster from the northern city of Haiphong, a notorious criminal hotspot, made her way to the south, to Ho Chi Minh City, after a stint in prison for a gambling conviction. She was welcomed by Nam Cam, who hoped she would eventually serve as his emissary in expanding his casinos up north. Dong Ha initially seemed keen and began working together with a third player, Lee Han Hizen from Taiwan. He had come to Vietnam in 94 with experience in running casinos backed by the Taiwanese mafia. Together with Nam Cam, they broadened their operations Ho Chi Minh City, particularly in the CD District 4. There, their pale pink Tan Ha Ha karaoke parlor and discotheque fronted for an underground casino with multiple escape routes and was the center of the peddling of the drug ecstasy. But the wily Dong Ha had her own plan. She wanted to carve out her own independent territory, leading to clashes with Nam Cam In her most outrageous fit of pique, Dong Ha ordered the unleashing of excrement-covered rats disguised in gift boxes on guests attending except a September birthday party for one of Nam Cam's restaurants. After this humiliation, Nam Cam is said to have given the order to rub out his troublesome partner, and so on. October 2nd, 2000, after a midnight coffee break with some gal pals at Z's Cafe, Dong Ha was shot in the head. All it took was $10,000, $20,000 and an assassin brought in from Hanoi. Dong Ha's funeral in Haiphong attracted thousands of mourners. Lee subsequently fled to Cambodia fearing revenge after his bodyguard allegedly gunned down a Nam Cam ally. Okay, we'll be back next week. Have a good week.
Life can change in an instant, and it did for me. Like they say, accidents can happen. But in my case, I made the right choice by calling the law offices of Lawrence Peretz.
Larry spent over 20 years representing insurance companies, so he knows how they think, and he is the best-equipped attorney to settle your case.
Trust me, I know.
Consultation is free. Call the law offices of Lawrence Peretz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Or you can find him online at northvalleylawyer.com.
God can do anything. Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with the Crown Money Minute. Genesis 30 tells how Jacob worked as an unpaid shepherd for 14 years before being allowed to marry Rachel. His uncle Laban promised to let him establish his own flock. Jacob asked for all the spotted and speckled sheep, along with dark-colored lambs. Laban agreed, but could not be trusted. He had cheated Jacob numerous times. God prospered Jacob in the middle of the desert with a selective breeding strategy of multiplying sheep that his dishonest uncle didn't even want. God can do anything, so don't wait to start a plan to overcome your financial pain. Ask God to give you His plans and then be faithful. You'll be amazed at what He can do. To set new financial priorities, take our 30-day money reset challenge at crown.org. That's crown.org.
We're a station that's good for you.
Good for your whole family.
Good for our community.
Best of all, it's really good for your spirit.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM. Hey, need a lift? Just keep listening. Right here. Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
KKXX, Paradise.
K280, GL, Chico.
And K283AR, Chico. Yuba City, Marysville.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. During a meeting with congressional leaders, President Biden says Congress must both avert a shutdown and pass emergency aid